there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon on Fox Sports Radio.
Hello, welcome inside, and happy Friday. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
The boss.
Live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be. Well, buddy, final night, play-in night in the NBA. We each picked this game last night. You picked your Bulls. I picked the Heat, even though we're going to be without everybody. Even Ronnie Cycli was out tonight. And I told you there was only one reason why I wasn't going to pick the Bulls.
Mm-hmm.
There was only one reason.
Yeah.
The Bulls.
Because they stink.
They suck.
And that's what happened, and that's why they lost. They stink. I would have picked them if they didn't stink, but they stink, and they lost tonight. I'm sorry.
10-point game at halftime.
Yeah.
I mean, as I put on Twitter, at Swollen Dome for the masses there, in preparation for the show and watching the game come to a not-so-dramatic conclusion, really.
No drama.
I was going to do, though? I mean, and I'm disappointed in you that we still don't have True TV or Not TV because they have a betcast they've been running alongside. That was more interesting, watching the live futures like it was a stock market for prop bets down the stretch. Will Tyler Herro get to the triple-double? He didn't. But the fact of the matter that a burial at the hands of the Philadelphia Phillies earlier in the day by the White Sox, the seventh time this year that they've been shut out, a 7-0 defeat was going to be the highlight of my sports day. I did not have that on my bingo card. Print this, hope sucks.
Buddy, first of all, let me just say this because I feel the need to say this. You're not projected, like you're on pace to win your 10th game of the season for the White Sox in mm-hmm. June.
No, I know.
Like that's when
you. Remember, I told you the under 61.5 at the beginning of the season was a gift.
Your 10th game in June.
Yeah.
And I think you might set the record for fewest runs scored in a season by a major league team.
And well, we're going to get shut out 35 times.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the A's are like, well, hey, we're not there. Well, at least we're not moving. Okay, fine. But I mean, wow, buddy. I mean, if that was going to be the highlight of your day, I feel bad about telling you the Bulls stink, but the Bulls do stink.
Well, but that becomes the better part. All right, I have very little expectations on a day-to-day basis with the White Sox. Right now, it's at some point, you just, by accident, you're going to win a game. What's the old adage? 40-40, and then it's what you do with the other half of the season that matters, whatever metric you want to do, however you want to slice it up. But this is just a joke. And then watching the Bulls, they cut it to 10 at halftime. It's like, all right, let's see if there's anything interesting popping. Nope. Here comes Duncan Robinson. There's Tyler Hero. There's Kevin Love living at the free throw line.
Yeah.
And we talked about it last night. Frostberg, in his way of giving me the Lemmy Kilmeister double bird, said, it's going to be the Kevin Love game. Yeah. And then that son of a gun comes off the bench for 16.
Kevin
Love. Two of six from the field, 2 3-point shots,
Love
and 10 for 10 from the line.
Love and Jaime Jaquez hooking up generations of UCLA, making it, getting it done against the Bulls, buddy.
He was 19 in 12 minutes off the bench.
But listen, buddy, you know why? Because the Bulls stink. Yeah. That's what it is. Look, it's, you know, when we get to the play-in tournament every year, there are two kinds of teams. There's a team that gets in the play-in, and they have a really good record, and they're 10 games over 500, and they beat another team that's maybe 10 games over 500, and okay, they're pretty good. There's not a lot of difference between the teams 7 and 8 and the teams that are 4 and 5, so yeah, hey, they're good and they can move on. Then you get a team with 39 wins that happens to blow out a team with 36 wins, and all that is two bad teams playing against each other. They both stink. One team just stinks a little bit less than the other. So now tonight, when you had a team that's 10, 12 games over 500 against a team that's still 5 games under 500, even though the team that's 10 games over is missing their star player. Sorry. Even though their team is missing their best player or their couple of best players, they're still going to beat a team that stinks. I mean, that's how it goes, buddy. I mean, not all wins in the play-in round are created equally.
No. And look, it's become the master stroke of the Miami Heat of we're going to be just good enough to get into the tournament. Because then, you know what? We play with a chip on our shoulder, and Eric Spoelstra just gets to show everybody what a genius he is.
Dude, Heat culture, man. How many times between now and the beginning of this Celtics series are we going to hear, Heat culture, Heat culture, Heat
culture.
Yeah,
but in the second quarter.
Heat culture.
All right, so 34-17 after one, and they're beating the hell out of the Bulls. They immediately went into the profile shots of Jaime Jaquez to tell you about his veteran acumen as a rookie.
Yeah.
Here's what he did at UCLA. Yeah. Let's go through his entire resume to tell you how he's not really a rookie on the floor here. No. It's like, really? We're there already? Then they mispronounce a bunch of celebrities' names who were in the crowd. I mean, just all that stuff.
Serious question for you guys. I mean, like, really serious question.
Yeah.
I've been watching the NBA for maybe 35 years. I've never seen this happen ever in my life. Why were the Knicks wearing Bulls jerseys tonight?
That's funny.
I've never seen another team wear another team's jersey.
Yeah, you're funny. You're funny. It's funny how you keep talking about the Knicks like they're not the number two team in the East and a 50-win team.
Like you didn't bet the Lakers in four.
But I will give you this. I will give you this right now because the other game in the NBA playoffs right now, the last play-in game for the 8th seed in the West, about 2 minutes to go in the first quarter, the Kings have a 7-point lead over the Pelicans. Fox has 9. Sabonis has 8. Clearly, these are going to be the guys that are going to carry the Kings if they're going to win this game. The Pelicans, who, of course, playing without Zion. If the Kings win this game and get the 8th seed, I will officially pick all the low seeds to win the first round in the Western Conference. I will pick seeds 5, 6, 7, and 8 to beat seeds 1, 2, 3, and 4, including the Lakers to beat the Nuggets, because if they're going to do it, now is the time to get them. This is, they're coming in, they're healthy. They got to win one of the first two and gain momentum, because you see what happens suddenly when the Nuggets get a little bit of they get punched in the mouth a little bit. But all these other rounds, I don't really have a big problem with. The Kings are a good team. They get out of this. Hey, suddenly they use the playoffs last year. Yes, you're playing 1-8, but you know what? It's brand new for Oklahoma City coming into we're the favorites for this. Let's see how you do. I like the Mavericks big time, and you're talking about the Kings. I said I like. Look, I like all of these teams. I would do this in a second. I would pick. I don't know what the odds would be on taking seeds 5 through 8, but there's not a round. I don't even feel difficult about the Suns and the Timberwolves. the Suns are a playoff-ready team. Like, they're made for the playoffs. The one that makes me the most difficult, honestly, would be the Lakers. But, yeah, I'll go Mavericks, Suns, Lakers, and Kings easy in this. Easy.
Can I ask the uncomfortable question about the Denver Nuggets, Los Angeles Lakers series?
Sure, go ahead.
What's the mental state of Michael Porter Jr. right now?
Oh, you know, dude.
Legit. No, and I asked that legitimately. Okay. As he gets ready, like, how to, again, compartmentalization, we know guys have to do it. It's been a big talking point with Milwaukee and Damian Lillard and with other players through the years. Michael Porter Jr., I mean, you already had one brother get suspended for the league for life,
yeah.
Right, and all of that. And today, another brother's going to jail for 8 years.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a week.
Yeah, it is. It's a difficult week. It is a very difficult week. And it's, you know, and look, we saw Michael Malone say the other day, I got to check in with him. I got to check in with him. We have to talk. We have to figure things out. Because it is, you know, look, you forget sometimes about personally what happens to a player affects them on the court. You know, what do I always say? Show me an MLB player going through a divorce, and I'll show you an MLB player having his worst year. Like, there's a lot of things that are there. And look, that's a great point to make. It's kind of soon, I think, to suddenly let me throw this out there, but it is a thing.
Well, but I mean, if we're going to talk about pulling upsets and getting teams at the right time, right? They're healthy, and physically he's fine right now. But, you know, this all happened in a week's time.
Yeah.
So, you know, as one of their leaders of their squad, I mean, they're dependent upon him to have a big impact as well. Again, going back to the Lakers, I was just looking at some of the Laker prop bets. There's some fun ones for players for the playoff run that we can get into as the night goes on. But, yeah, you're 5, 6, 7, 8. I mean, it's great in theory. And for the NBA, they're sitting there going, please, no. please, no. We need some of those top teams to roll.
Would the NBA really be unhappy? Because you're talking about the seeds that we're moving on would be Luka and Kyrie.
Yeah.
KD and Devin Booker. The Lakers, and is there a real difference between the Kings and the Thunder?
That's a fair point.
Shaquille Alexander is a phenomenal player, but nobody, the average NBA fan has probably seen him play.
One team has more cowbell.
Right, but the Kings light the beam at the end, and that's a fun thing.
They have more cowbell.
But the Thunder,
they've got Chet. They've got Lou Dort.
They do have Chet. But I don't know. People like
really, you're just going to ignore Lou Dort and his 11 points per game?
Dude, you can't. You keep bringing up Lou Dort like he's a superstar. You should be president of the Lou Dort Radio Network because, like, you're the only guy that's ever said his name on the radio ever. I don't even think in Oklahoma City they talk about Lou Dort. I don't think his name comes up.
Well, when he scores 11 a game, they just ignore it. I don't know. Hey, that basket's in. Did you see that guy? He's eating popcorn over there.
Hey, look, what's more fun? You have an MVP candidate in Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, a feel-good story in Oklahoma City, or you're the Sacramento Kings, and they light a big light after they win games. Like, I think that's what people would want to see.
Yeah, but you got to sit there for 2.5 hours, and you get 2 hours of showtime of Gilgeous-Alexander and that squad versus waiting for deciding which of these guys is going to light a beam after a win.
Dude,
the hell with that. People aren't sitting there for 2.5 hours to wait to see a guy make some offering to a basketball god. No.
Nobody is. Those games aren't even going to be televised. What the hell is wrong with you?
That's the bet true TV, man.
Come on, man. Oklahoma City and Sacramento, no, that's not on anywhere. They're just only going to go to that. Hey, we'll go to this game live if the Kings win and they get to light the beam.
I mean,
that's
the TV guide.
That's it. It's on Comedy Central.
Okay.
That's all you need. That's the only time you're going to see that. There's no TV on that series whatsoever. Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well, I truly appreciate everybody at Swollen Dome. Bring your best roast jokes of my Bulls tonight. And, you know, I'll take the beating out of Friday.
Well, I tell you, it's too bad. You know, the Bulls, they just stink. And that's kind of what it is. And the Bulls have stunk for a while. You know, here's the thing about the Bulls, buddy, is that you've had talent. You've had some really good – it's not like you've been bereft.
No, there have been some guys that have popped through.
You've had some talent, and you've stunk for a long time, man. Like, you went Jordan into Derrick Rose and then DeRozan and Zach LaVine, and you've had some talent, and
Lonzo.
You still stink.
And you Lonzo still Ball, stink. Yeah. Like, I mean, how do you stink for this long? How do the Bulls stink for this long? The Bulls are like a sports Stonehenge now, like a relic of a bygone. Like, I always say these teams, like Indiana basketball, all these, you know, all the relics of a bygone era, like Syracuse basketball is kind of getting there, too. But the Bulls basketball is like a sport. It's a relic of a bygone. Boy, remember when the Bulls were good and they would sell out and they had Jordan and things were great? No, the Bulls are the latest sports Stonehenge. Right now.
Buddy, we had that 1 year with Derrick Rose. Otherwise, there have been some guys that have passed through. You know, hey, Jimmy Buckets was fun to watch, and it was sad to see him go. I like watching Kobe White play. Only 13 points tonight. Held in check, 5 of 16 from the field.
Yeah, what did he have last game? Like 60, right? Boy, he only had that. Yeah, it's tough.
He was a wizard. He tried to go Zion. But tonight, you know, the Heat defense held him in check. Kudos to Spoelstra and company. They get it done. But what have we talked about my Chicago teams, all the ones I watch, right? The Blackhawks, we watched them yesterday. Hey, there's Connor Bedard. Woo-hoo! They won 23 games. It's going to be a long road back and a wasted career. For the White Sox, 2005. Yay. I got AJ Pierzynski, who's basically been told not to come around the team and got fired from his analyst role for echoing everything I've been saying about the farm system and how they run the squad. Way to go, AJ. My guy. Bulls, 1998. And 1 year in between. And the Bears, as much as folks keep telling me, hey, wait 6 days, man, I tried to have hope for tonight. It's been beaten out of me. It's a final.
You're getting J.J. McCarthy at one, Mike. Come on.
You are. How dare you? He's going to go to the Chargers. You know
what a
that.
Relic you are. Hey, let's go through the bones outside the United Center. Oh, look, there's Bill Cartwright. Oh, look at that. And I think that skeleton Scottie Pippen. Oh, look at that. Boy, they were so great once upon a time. Oh,
yeah,
so
there's good. Phil Jackson with another elbow in the low post. You can beat it right there.
Relic of a
jerk.
Next show. Willis, read yourself out, Smith.
The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. So, yeah, we'll keep you updated throughout the night, of course, on Sacramento and New Orleans. Early in the second quarter, the Pelicans hanging tough so far, 24-22, as the winner will move on to the 8th seed. So, more NBA in the way, but coming up next, we got big stuff out of the NFL as we get closer and closer to the draft. Keep it right here. Jason and Mike, you are listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you...
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive.
Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of hand-cooked tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their hand-cooked test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Get your podcast.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. Hey, Justin Frostberg, my cable just went out for a split second. What did DJ Stewart just do against Yamamoto? I missed it.
What do you mean? Yamamoto's been perfect. Three strikeouts?
Yeah, I missed it. What did DJ Stewart just do? Because my cable
first
went
of all,
out.
Who's DJ Stewart?
My cable went out, and now it came back, and he's in the dugout shaking hands with other Mets players.
Are you watching minor league baseball? Mike, do you know who DJ Stewart is?
I don't understand. I don't understand what happened. Like he
DJ
was
Stewart,
up.
I've never heard of him.
I don't know. I don't know. Well, he's a guy that just took
Yamamoto.
He just took Yamamoto over the wall. Make it 1-0 Mets over the Dodgers.
Does it count if they threw it back?
I don't know. Did the guy do a half-ass hidden ball trick like that guy last week? Worst effort ever.
It's a Mets home run by a guy we've never heard of. They're not doing that trick.
Well, I mean, he spins some righteous tunes. Is he like a rookie at, what, 32, 35? What is he?
No, he came
up last year. He was great in August, and it was, wow, this guy's really good, and he stuck with as the fourth outfielder with the Mets. He homers off of Yamamoto. Make it a 1-0 Mets lead when Yamamoto had struck out three of the first four batters, and he looked dominant. His breaking pitches are moving. However, Francisco Alvarez, who just beat out a swinging bunt, looks like as he slid into second base, he might have jammed his finger a little bit. And oh boy, he's had a great start to the season for the
Mets.
That's
tough because you got Martinez already yet.
Yeah, it looks like he did it rounding first base. I think Ohtani tripped him.
Now Chase Utley's coming in to beat his ass.
No, it looks like he was coming around first base, and he slipped, and he put his hand down, and it looks like his thumb bent forward a little bit. So right now he's at second while the Mets look at it, and hopefully he's okay because, boy, he's one of the best catchers in baseball already. But looks like he's going to stay in the game, so hopefully that's okay.
Tough it out. Rub some dirt on it.
Yeah. But, I mean, they keep showing this, and I see his thumb. Why do they keep showing it? Stop showing
because
it.
Because he's on second base, and he didn't leave, so the injury's not that bad. Let's go. Game on.
I'm going to send you the gif.
Oh man, no! Send me the gif of DJ Stewart's home run
again.
Because like I said,
DJ
my cable
Stewart.
Went out. My cable, and I didn't see it.
You didn't even know who he was till tonight.
I didn't see it, dude. He came up last August. He was really good. The guy hit 300. It was like, where was this guy? Then in September, he wasn't that great. But
I was gonna say, he hit 230. Yeah.
Then he played then September he went in the tank, but the Mets gave him a chance here to win a spot as the fourth or fifth outfielder, and he has, and now he's going to play and he's going to DH a bit until JD Martinez is ready, and then he's going to get all the at bats. So he's up now for a little bit, and then when JD Martinez is okay, then he'll wind up in there.
Yeah, just not to confuse him with DJ Stewart with a D, the main Celtics of the G League who played his collegiate basketball at Duke.
Or Emmanuel Stewart, who was Evander Holyfield's trainer.
Wait, did you say Emmanuel Stewart? You mean Webster?
No. that's Stewart with a D.
No, that's Mr. Papadopoulos.
Being a steward. Like, you're being a steward.
My steward. Be a good steward of the money you earn and the opportunities to grow.
So the Mets lead the Dodgers.
Yeah.
1-0 in the second inning. They have a runner at second. One out. And oh boy, and there's activity.
Are you really doing Mets play
bullpen.
By play?
Oh, there's
yeah,
not.
Yeah, you're doing Mets
what
Dodgers
are you doing?
Play by play.
I'm not doing play by play. I'm telling you what's happening.
You did the Gary Cohen, okay?
I'm telling you what's happening. Meanwhile, in the NBA, Kings and the Pelicans, the final play in game. Pelicans playing well enough so far. I thought the Kings would run away with this early and the Pelicans would turtle and say, you know what, look, we're done. There's no Zion. But so far, they were in the hole early, had an 8-point deficit, but they have now clawed back to tie the game 31 apiece. piece. Pelicans are playing well. Valanciunas has 10 and 9 rebounds already for the Pelicans, doing everything that Zion Williamson did the other night. So we have a game right now. Which,
there you go.
Again, this is going to pick. This is going to really affect my Western Conference pick, because I told you if the Kings win, I'll take teams 5 through 8. I'm not taking the Pelicans to win if they don't have. I mean, if they somehow win this game, I'm not going to take them to beat the Thunder. I can't do that. I can't do that, buddy. It's too hard.
You get better odds, though, buddy.
Boy, that's hard. Yeah.
The payoff would be bigger.
It would be. I mean, you know, look, hey, I'm not saying I can't be convinced of that over the course of the night. That's not something where I'm like, hey, no, that's something. You could convince me you're doing that eventually, but I'll feel a lot better about it with the Kings.
No, of course.
Got to get out of this one.
Get in there and sell.
You know, hitting 5 through 8 is like winning the Powerball, right?
Yeah, but how great would
you
that be?
You might never have to work again.
No, I could just be the unpaid advisor to David Stearns of the Mets, like John Paul Morosi made me the other night. That's all I need.
You'd want it to be unpaid?
Well, if I win the Powerball, I wouldn't need to get paid. I think I'd be all right.
Well, you can always use a little more. Maybe do some charitable work.
That's true.
Upgrade the local McDonald's to have a better seating area for when you want to dine in.
Yeah, but this is also a get-right year for the Mets salary-wise, so maybe I would do unpaid this year, but then ask for money next year when they're out from under Scherzer and Verlander.
But you'd be able to afford sheets of that edible gold, so while you're sitting there eating your Big Mac and everybody's looking at you going, what the hell's he got? Secret menu for rich guys.
Edible gold. In that span of the last 75 seconds, the Pelicans have gone on a 7-0 run. They now lead the Kings 38-31. Oh, get a timeout, Rick Adelman. Oh, this is not going well. So Pelicans now on top of the Kings. They were down 8. Now they're up 7.
People are asking you to stop updating that game.
Who is?
People are begging you to stop.
There's no TV on this game,
not
Justin.
One person wants an update,
Justin,
on that game.
I'm actually getting it. I'm getting pictures drawn, shown to me, like, hey, this is what's happening in the game right now.
Are they stick figures?
You got a court reporter?
That's all I'm getting right now. There's someone next to me just typing stuff out, a stenographer. And I got someone drawing the highlights for me.
You just have them drawing them in AI as quickly as you can type them.
Basically Hangman at Smith.
I like that.
So, meanwhile, in the NFL, big story tonight. You know, not often you get the big Friday night, hey, whoa, here's something. But the Dallas Cowboys and their situation with Dak Prescott has been very public. We told you when Jerry Jones said all in with the Cowboys, this means I'm not doing anything this year. I'm all in on this year, meaning I'm just paying attention to this year. I'm not signing anybody to any contracts. We said that means no money for Dak Prescott. And boy, he's going to wind up hitting free agency sometime early next year. That's going to be something. Well, Dak Prescott actually talked about that tonight. He was taking part in a Children's Cancer Fund's A Night to Remember gala, which he's a co-chair with Hall of Fame quarterback Troy Aikman. And he was asked about, hey, you know, all right, what's your situation here with Jerry Jones? Have you guys talked about a new contract? What's the latest? And here was Dak Prescott's response.
I don't want to say I'm puzzled. Obviously, I understand. I'm focused on the guys that we have. I know we got a lot of great guys, a lot of good that's returning in that locker room. And I say good, but great, and young guys that are good that are making that next step. So obviously, have faith in those guys. Always done well in the draft and bringing some guys in. So hopefully that'll make a big impact. And I think right now for me, it's about just focusing on the locker room and pouring into those guys. And I don't control that side and making those moves. So I'm not going to put too much thought and angst into it, I guess, and what we're doing and how we're getting that done, rather than just how I can invest in the guys and making sure that they're getting better and holding myself accountable to do the same.
Okay, two big things. One, I don't want to say I'm puzzled, but at any time you say I don't want to say something, it means that's what you're saying. Like, I don't want to say I'm puzzled. The translation is, I'm pretty puzzled at what's going on.
I'm
like you said,
confused.
Hey, look,
yeah.
I don't want to say I'm mad at you, but that means I'm kind of mad at you. I just don't want to make it seem like I'm overly and outwardly mad at you. I don't want to say I'm puzzled, but I'm puzzled. Dak Prescott clearly expected his career to go one way with the Cowboys. When it was time for him to get paid, he would get paid. That's how it was going to go, right? I'm the quarterback of the Cowboys. I'm playing well. Jerry Jones likes giving money to players he drafts, and especially guys that he, quote, finds, like he found me. Yeah, I know how to play this game. Stars have always known how to play Jerry Jones, right? They've always known how to do it. I know exactly what's going on here. I know how to play Jerry. He loves me. I can squeeze him for money. Ezekiel Elliott squeezed him for money, and he's thinking, I'm going to squeeze him for money too. Except now, Jerry Jones has taken a turn on it, and now it's I'm puzzled, because Jerry Jones hasn't bent over backwards to give him $60 million a year. And we've told you, the last two playoff losses by the Cowboys, you can put on Dak Prescott's shoulders, and they were so bad that when you can look at one player and say, when your best player plays awful, this is not going to fill the owner with confidence that you're the guy long term. The fact that he had an MVP caliber season this year and still Jerry Jones is like, nope, we're focused on what's going on. There, he's okay letting Dak Prescott hit free agency rather than sign him to a long term deal, which tells you exactly the damage that Dak Prescott has done to his image and reputation with the Cowboys from the playoff games the last 2 years. So yeah, I'm puzzled. Yeah, because he thought he was going to play Jerry Jones and he's not. And really, it's pretty simple for Dak Prescott. If Dak Prescott is great this year and the Cowboys are really good and they win a couple of playoff games, hey, Dak Prescott will get his money from Jerry Jones. And Jerry Jones will stand up and say, I knew it. Look at me. I was able to motivate Dak and we won. Great. But if the Cowboys don't play well and Dak Prescott's not great, guess who's not going to be the quarterback of the Cowboys next year? Dak Prescott. And he will go and get his money someplace else. And so while it seems like it's either or, you tell me, is Dak Prescott going to be great when right now they don't have any running backs and all they did was lose players in the offseason? They are worse than they were a year ago. They're worse than they were 3 months ago. So how is suddenly this year going to be great and Dak is going to suddenly put the team on his shoulders? One ex-Dallas Cowboy coming up, and it's going to be Dak Prescott in free agency next year, who's going to be looking for a new team, for a Kirk Cousins-like three-year deal where all the money's guaranteed and it's like $55 million and he gets like $160 million guaranteed. That's what's going to happen, because there's no way the Cowboys are going to be better next year and achieve. This is what the reality is. Dak Prescott is just a few months away from being an ex-member of the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, the saving grace is that they do play in the NFC East. We could actually make those jokes again. Remember, for a couple of years, we couldn't, because we have no idea what the Eagles are. Washington's bringing four guys in, like, all right, break the pool cues. Whoever's left standing, you're the guy we're going to draft it to. And the Giants are the Giants. So here you go.
They're going to be starting J.J. McCarthy most of the season.
But that's it. You look at the roster right now. Rico Dowdle and Deuce Vaughn are your top running backs. You brought in the reclamation project that is Martavis Bryant as one of your receivers, alongside C.D. Lamb and Brandon Cooks. Okay, those guys are good. And Ferguson had a nice rookie year. I'd like to give you a couple of great quotes here. One from Stephen Jones. He did an appearance on 105.3 The Fan, evidently instead of his dad. Certainly, Dak is a priority in terms of his contract. Certainly, we'll be taking a look at Trey. I know Trey will look at his situation in terms of what his options are, and I'm sure that'll a lot depend on how, well, everything works out with Dak. Oh, and Cooper. Cooper's been a good backup, a strong backup for here as well. So all of those things will just have to play out. Dak Prescott, as part of his appearance tonight with Troy Aikman, one of the questions asked about, you know, do you want to be the highest paid player? And he goes, well, that's not the priority. Pause. Not necessarily. So... Yeah, it's a bit messy, and the longer it goes on, the stickier it gets. You know, the prove it, performance spur him on. The hard part is, I think it's prohibitively expensive for most other teams to bring him in at this point, because he'll have been in a decade. And is he proven to be the guy that's taking you over the top? Nope. Not when we're in the in vogue of, hey, we're going to go find the guy and, you know, do the, quote, reset the quarterback clock. Dak ain't that guy.
Yeah, but
so
I got
eventually
two words
he's got to swallow his pride.
Again, I got two words for you. Kirk Cousins. All Kirk Cousins has done is put up some kind of just below upper tier level video game numbers for the past few years, and he keeps getting paid. Dak Prescott puts up pretty good numbers, and he'll be somebody's, hey, let's get him out of Dallas. Let's give him a little bit less of spotlight. Maybe this is going to work.
Yeah, it just takes one.
Great.
Sure.
And someone's going to give him that kind of money. And that's the kind of deal he'll get. He'll go next year. Someone's going to say, boy, do we want to get in on Dak for the next, like, 7 years? No. But do we want to do 3 years at $55 million a year, and it's all guaranteed? Yeah, we'll
2 years and an option. Sure, yeah. that makes perfect sense.
That'll be something. And Jerry Jones will let, trust me, Jerry Jones will let him go. He does not want, the fact that he's okay with letting him hit free agency, because there's no handshake agreement. You think that Jerry's going to cut, well, we're just going to do this next year. No, you're allowing your guy to hit free agency where you could lose him. You don't allow players to hit free agency unless you are okay with the outcome that, hey, we may not get you. So the fact that Jerry Jones is okay with this tells me, yeah, he's ready to wave goodbye to Dak Prescott, and Prescott's going to be the quarterback of the Vikings or somewhere else next year who winds up signing him in free agency.
Because are you saying Sam Darnold's,
the Cowboys are going to be good?
You're saying Sam Darnold's not keeping that job?
And to
the Jerry Jones, you know, has made his decision, I say good. I mean, Dak's shown acumen as a regular season quarterback. I like it. I like him. Right? You know, if we're going to go into the rankings, he's probably at the back end of the top 10 right now in the NFL?
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
Until you get to the playoffs, and then look.
But then we start talking about like the defense was disastrous, but the offense did nothing to keep them off the field. So they just got worse and worse, and there was never an opportunity to say, "Hey, for 5 minutes, we're going to be able to go over the film and see if we can't pick something up." Nope, get back out on the field. We're back at it again. So that was awful in a million ways. Plus, you still have to figure out CeeDee Lamb and Micah Parsons.
Browns quarterback Dak Prescott. Get used to that. That could be it. Raiders quarterback Dak Prescott.
Well, you're saying the Raiders don't get their guy right this year?
No. The Raiders are like the Jets. Whoever they pick is going to be wrong, so it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Whoever they pick is going to be wrong. Yeah. He'll take over for Bo Nix in a year. Don't worry about it. That's how it's going to go. Hey, tired of feeling alone in your job search? Well, with just one connection, you can find endless job opportunities. That connection is Express Employment Professionals. Don't go it alone. Visit ExpressPros.com to find the location nearest you. That's ExpressPros.com. And with the first round of the draft starting next Thursday, our thanks to Express Pros for being the presenting sponsor of Fox Sports Radio's draft coverage. Don't miss Draft Night Live on Fox Sports Radio next Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft, right up until our show begins after that. It's Jay Glazer, former Cardinals GM Steve Keim, LeVar Arrington, Rob Stone. They will have pick-by-pick predictions and reactions to every first-round pick. That's next Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft, right into our show after, right on Fox Sports Radio, presented by Express Pros. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. Well, coming up next, you thought it was tough when Colorado kept losing guys in the transfer portal and Deion Sanders was really upset yesterday. Well, do we have another team that's getting just decimated by the portal? And wait till we tell you who it is. That's next right here. Jason and Mike, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
5 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. We'll have more NBA coming up in a few minutes. The Pelicans at halftime, no Zion, lead the Kings by 9. I think I jinxed him when I talked about, hey, lighten the beam. They're going to be light. No, there's no beam lighting right
now.
Look
at that. You have just, I mean, they'll be on your never again list, and you'll never be able to go to Sacramento again.
Yeah, I mean, look, they've got 21 points off the bench right now. Nance has 9. Marshall's got 9. Suddenly, hey, big deal. I thought the Pelicans just roll over and die without Zion, but it looks like here they are actually okay.
Mike, you know that's not really a threat, right?
No, I know. I just
Sacramento
try to
sucks.
It up. No, it does. It does. There's no question about it. For many reasons, but yes.
Elsewhere, and this is just another piece of evidence of how I don't want to say how far this team has fallen because they're still really good, but they're just not the same team. Sean Stewart today became the 7th Duke player to enter the transfer portal. Mm-hmm. 7 players transferring since the end of the season, right? This is a day after TJ Power decided to enter the portal as well. They're losing their best couple of players to the NBA. Filipowski's going to the NBA. McCain are off to the NBA. They have 2 players coming back from last season. 2 players now coming back. Yes, they have a great recruiting class coming in, which is awesome, right? Succeed and proceed. You know, that's great, but you're looking at Duke where could you see this under Mike Krzyzewski? 7 players? Of course not. Like, you would not see this. But Duke, this is just another bit of evidence that they have just become another team. They're no longer the great villains in college basketball. Nobody really goes crazy. I want to see Duke play because I want to see Duke lose. They're just another team. They've lost their aura. They've lost their relevance as far as what they used to be, because Duke was always the calling card in college basketball. It was the calling card of the entire tournament. It was always, let's see how far they go. Can they win it all? I hope they lose. And look, it's not like they'd won every year. They would win a championship every 6 or 7 years. I've been to the Final Four a few years ago, and they're still really good, right? It's not like they've fallen hard times. They're 15-13. No, they're still a really good team, but it's just not the same. They're just another good team. They're like North Carolina or Kansas, whereas it was always Duke and the rest of college basketball. Now it's okay. Duke is there as one of the other really good teams, and if they're good, that's great. And if they're not, that's fine. And if Duke was in the Final Four, it still wouldn't be the same. You wouldn't be the overall, oh, look at Duke, this is a great throwback Final Four. Nobody, oh, Duke is in. Okay, yeah, and Shire is a pretty good coach. Okay, they've just lost that. They've lost that aura about them. And that stinks for college basketball. But look, again, you're seeing it right now. 7 Duke players now in the portal. They have 2 players coming back from last year.
Yeah, the curiosity is, you know, I think this is the litmus test of the Shire era, right? Is that, okay, you had some solid players, whatever. Now you're bringing in Cooper Flagg, right? He's going to take Jalen Brunson's slot and keep him off the Olympic team. Or at least that's what some are hoping, that he has that Christian Laettner-like effect without having done all the college work before getting that job. And they've got a 7-footer coming in, right? 7-1 guy, Malauk, that, you know, chose them over powerhouses. But, yeah, certainly for years with Duke, I mean, it was hate-watching at its extreme because you had Coach K. And let's face it, if you weren't a Duke fan, what did you think of him? He was a whiner. You're Boeheim and Krzyzewski. If you weren't one of those, from one of those 2 schools, you always looked at them and go, all right, I can't deal with it. Because they're going to do long soliloquies about these guys, and we're going to watch them complain about every call. And that's what they do. But that's fine. But he was a stalwart. He's there every year. And back in the day, right, remember when they first started going to the one and dones? It was Duke wasn't going down that road until they were forced to. And now, you know, you had guys playing together 3 or 4 years. So there was the continuity, which meant the opportunity for fans and casual viewers to watch them and to get to know those names, something we bemoan every year come the NCAA tournament. We don't know any of these guys. Well, Duke, for better or for worse, we always did. And now Shire's got to figure out the new avenue, just like Calipari and his new digs, etc. Just strange new world.
Yeah, I mean, look, they're not the evil empire anymore.
Right.
Like, they're just another good team in college hoops. Like that's what they are. And it's stunning that it happens that fast, but that's what they're just another good team.
Stonehenge.
It's crazy. No, no, they're still winning, at least. Yeah, they're not the Bulls.
They're not winning anything.
Come on.
What are they winning?
Exit out by DeFresca. Exit Swollen Dome. We'll have more basketball coming up. How about some NBA playoff bold predictions coming up next? Mike and I got them for you right here. This is Fox Sports Radio. Mets, yo. Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Hobo.
Live from the TireRack.com studios. We'll have more in the NBA coming up in a bit. Don't miss draft night next week. Fox Sports Radio, Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft. Jay Glazer, Steve Keim, LeVar Arrington, Rob Stone, they will have pick-by-pick predictions and reactions to every first-round pick, followed by our show right after, as we normally do, first round of the draft, next Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round, right here on Fox Sports Radio, presented by Express Pros. Well, joining us now on the hotline to break down all the latest news in the NFL, he will be joining us in a couple of seconds. Now, normally I like to say, hey, you know, he's a Hall of Very Good voter. He's a longtime NFL insider. Jason Cole is going to join us. But I didn't know this, Mike Harmon, but he has something allegedly, and I have to say allegedly, in common with Bill Belichick. And
really?
I say allegedly. And, yeah, and I don't mean that, hey, he used to be someone that was so amazingly famous and treated the media with disdain, and in the last couple of months, now he's hanging out with Pat McAfee. No. I don't mean that. I don't mean.
Well, he was hanging out. Did he go to some college lacrosse games?
I don't mean. No, I don't mean that. I mean, you know, I think you got to put some more attack up front and wind up. I think your defense is struggling a little bit.
No, I'm making the Belichick's "Go Cats" my ringtone from last weekend.
No, he's got something in common with Bill Belichick, because Belichick said earlier this week, because, you know, now that, you know, he can't coach in the NFL anymore, he's got 8 Lombardis, but I'm hanging out with Pat McAfee, that he's never had a cup of coffee in his life. And Jason Cole, longtime NFL insider, can relate, because he says he's never had a cup of coffee in his life. He joins us now on the hotline. J. Cole, is that true, or are you just looking for clicks?
Because nothing says clicks like me talking about whether I've had coffee or not. Is that what we're saying?
You know what? In 10 minutes, you hang up that phone, Folgers is going to be at your door. Watch what happens. Watch what happens.
That's right. They're going to be. I'm going to get that giant, like, is it that, like, 48-ounce, you know, metal tin of coffee from Folgers that you get at grocery stores? No, I have never had a full cup of coffee. I've had like a sip or two and didn't like it.
They're gonna throw it through your window. The big coffee can come through your window with a note attached to it.
Drink this or die. I believe that coffee is akin to, you know, studying the Jets draft history.
Well, no. I mean, it's wow. It's a lot better than that. You feel a lot better after drinking a couple of sips of coffee than you do looking at the Jets draft history.
Vernon Golston. Shall we go with Quentin Couples?
No, like I said. I said.
I was just looking over this. You know, like Dean Milliner. Let's have some of the all-time highlights. Are you looking forward to pick number 10 next week?
Yeah, I am, because I'm thinking it's either going to be Alt or Bowers, which we need. So I'm okay.
Alt or Bowers? You think you're going to get Alt at 10?
Or Bowers. I'm okay with either of them at 10. Sure. Quarterbacks are going to go. Listen, we're either getting one of those guys or we're getting one of the wide receivers. There's only 10 picks, and like 8 of them are going to be quarterbacks. So eventually other positions are going to get drafted somehow.
Everybody's trying to get for quarterback, including guys who are not even in this draft. They're getting ready to draft like the 14-year-old who's playing at LaSalle High School. You know, like that's what they're trying to do. Everybody's so desperate for quarterbacking in the NFL that they're looking that far ahead.
Dude, Arch Manning is going to get drafted this year. Just watch. Watch him go 7th overall.
I think he even thrown a pass in Texas.
Doesn't matter. Does it really matter? No, it doesn't. He's going 7th.
He's a Manning. He's got to go with a single-digit pick right now. Matt Verderam from Sports Illustrated put out his one mock draft, and he had quarterbacks going 1, 2, 3, and 4. I was like, This is nuttiness. It's just craziness. And Matt's a good friend of mine, and, you know, he's not really taking it very seriously. But he just thought, let's go totally absurd and have quarterbacks 1 through 4. Well, you know, something that's never happened in the history of the league.
You know, because honestly, look, I think when it gets down to it, right, it's been
something. Kellen Clemens.
He was a second-round pick, okay? Second-round pick.
Who else? Oh, Nagel. Browning Nagel. Yeah,
you know, other teams have had bad picks in the last 35 years. It's not just the Jets, okay?
Going all the way back to 1992 for that one.
Browning Nagel. He had a great first game against the Falcons, threw for like 350 and 3 touchdowns. I said, we found our quarterback, and I think we cut him a year later.
Hackenberg. Man. Sort of like Hackenberg, right?
Yeah, he never even made it on the field. He never even played. You know, I look at it this way, to get away from the Jets quarterbacks, because I want to be happy and have coffee.
I'm not doing that. I'm going to stay right on the subject. Don't worry.
Here's what I want you to do. When we're done, I want you to get off the phone. I want you to spend tonight. I want you to drink coffee and come up with a We Didn't Start the Fire and talk about all the bad Jets draft picks from the beginning of the draft until now. Just go through, make them all rhyme, do a whole big Billy Joel thing, all the worst Jets picks, all the way through.
Mark Sanchez, yeah, something like that. Yeah, we can do it all.
Yeah.
Al Woodall. You can throw that one in there.
You'll need coffee, Calvin Pryor. You'll need coffee when you put this together. But, you know, I look at it this way with the draft, is that we've had the artificial hyping up of J.J. McCarthy, and maybe you're a little nervous about Drake May, and I understand that, and Bo Nix is rising a little bit, and so is Michael Penix, but I really think when it comes down to it, that once we get past pick 2, teams are going to go, ooh, do we really want to give up everything here for the quarterbacks? Like, because Jaden Daniels is going to wind up going 2 overall, because he has to. He's such a good player. He's so talented. Anything you want, the guy showed you last year. But once we get out of Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels, it's, ooh, do we really like this guy? Do we really want to mortgage our future on this guy? Like, is it just there's a lot of quarterbacks that are not bad? I think there's going to be a little bit of, hey, we're going to come to our senses a bit after the second pick as a quarterback.
Well, I'm glad you remember all the things that I said last week during my appearance on the show.
You don't even remember what you said last week on the show.
Pretty much, that was the script.
I don't think that's at all what you said. I think you could come on and said, "Oh, hey, Cowboy Bees and Stanford in the ACC, and hey, Jim Porter hates me in the Hall of Fame voting, and I'm not drinking coffee."
We'll find it out. Frostburg will go find out, and he will say, "Oh yeah, pretty much verbatim. That's what Cole said last week." I agree.
You think Frostburg's rolling on your interview last week? Like we save that for something? Like you bring value that we need more than 8 seconds after you get off the air with us?
Absolutely. You know, why do you guys? You guys have been calling me for 42 years. There's a reason for that. Okay, so let's just put it in that context. So,
dude, you signed a one sandwich 42-year deal, and you got to wait another. Got to wait till the end for your next sandwich.
God, who was my agent on that deal? God,
you had Scott Boras. He held you out all the way till the end, and then you had to sign that deal because nobody else was putting you on the air.
I signed the Blake Snell deal of sandwiches.
That's it.
No wonder I got to fire Boras this week, just like Jordan Montgomery did. Look, to take this back to having a semi-intellectual discussion, and not to bring up Mekhtar Becton, but just to say, look, I think you're absolutely right, and because I know I was right when I talked about the subject last week, is you have to start sitting there and going, whoa, 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 let's just tap the brakes here for 1 second. What are we really doing here? Like, even the idea of Jaden Daniels going to, like, when did, like, how did he become this good this fast? I mean, I know he had a great season statistically, but is he really a great quarterback? And Caleb Williams, as a player, you know, no question, right? Like, you watch that and you say, you know, being able to throw, you know, on different angles and different arm angles and all those things. But even he's sometimes, you think, a little bit of a stretch at number one, because he's just a little goofy for a quarterback, and he's a little on the small side. So it's like, hey, can we just hesitate for a second and go, okay, Caleb Williams clearly the number one. He deserves to go number one. Washington definitely has to take a quarterback. There's no question about it. They need to invest in a guy. They need to try and solve this. Dan Quinn knows he needs to do this. You have a new owner who wants to have a quarterback, because nothing – you know, there's nothing more fun than a new owner drafting a new quarterback and getting excited about that guy. It's, you know, he's building his fantasy football team. So Josh Harris can build his fantasy football team this way. But after that, you just got to sit there and go, is Drake May Mark Sanchez reincarnate? And I'm not doing that as a Jets comment, but it works that way. But, you know, you just sit there and go, is this the second coming of Mark Sanchez? And you look at J.J. McCarthy, and you go, what was it, 34 passes in the fourth quarter, whatever your stat was that you threw out last week or something. I mean, you know, it's a crazy low number of high-leverage plays where he had to make a big, big throw. And I know he was terrific in the national championship game, and so that gives you some hope, but, you know, like, really, in the top five? And I, you know, I completely went, you know, turned the corner on Michael Penix, because I was worried about his throwing motion. And then I watched him in the two playoff games, and I was like, oh, well, I was wrong on that. This guy's a stud. He's, you know, like, he's got an amazing release, and he throws it downfield with amazing courage and amazing accuracy. Like, I just love him as a thrower. But then you sit there and go, you know, he's got the knees of an 80-year-old man. And you just go, like, am I really going to invest in that? So, yes, I think ultimately people are going to say, wait a second, it's going to be a lot like, what was it, the Zach Wilson draft, to bring that up again. Where
thanks for that. Thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
I had to get one more.
Yeah, when you had Jones, everybody was worried about whether Jones was going to go, you know, number three, or and then he doesn't go number three, and it's like he drifts to number 15. And then the Patriots take him. I mean, I know that people, you know, give Belichick crap about taking Jones, but he at least didn't trade up for him, right? Like, he didn't do what the 49ers did and trade up for a kid who has barely played, who flashed a little bit, who wasn't as good as the seventh round pick that they took a year later, right? So I just say, I hope people show some patience with the quarterback position, even though I do expect that at least five of these guys are going to go in the first round. And if six go, okay, let's see what happens. And again, maybe the first eight picks, and that will give you a possibility of a Dunze at number 10. Yeah, eight quarterbacks go. Arch Manning goes number seven, as you have predicted. Then, you know, Marvin Harrison goes number nine, and you guys get a Denzel at 10. I think that's a great pick.
I'm with you, Ardarius Stewart. I'm with you, Jason Cole. You can follow him on Twitter at Jason Cole 62.
Your best quarterback you have taken ever, though, in the last since Namath was Troy Taylor of course.
No, come on. Pennington was good until his arm fell off. Come on, man. He was good until his arm fell off.
Troy Taylor, because he now touches his Stanford. He's now my favorite former Jets quarterback.
Okay.
Pennington's way up there.
Okay.
See what I did there? did there? See what I did there? Yeah, I threw you a little love. But I was just looking at this. Like, Nagel, Clemens, Sanchez, Hackenberg, Darnold, Wilson. My favorite quote of this past week was that Joe Douglas saying that they still consider Zach Wilson an asset.
He's going to start, yeah. J. Cole.
He's going to change.
Say, over under 10 plays. Let's go.
He's on Twitter, at JasonCole62. That is at JasonCole62. He'll be drinking coffee and writing "The Jets, We Didn't Start the Fire." J. Cole is always
so angry. Smith's so angry right now.
Good work, buddy.
Your teeth as you say my name. Later. Bye.
We'll talk to you next week. See you, buddy. There goes Jason Cole.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.